Well, inflation is the hot button issue of the day because the Fed is about to slash rates in just a few days. What is today? Today is September 11th. Well, just in about 7 days, the Federal Reserve is going to slash interest rates for the first time, and they're going to likely do it four times the rest of this year. Inflation, the new August data is just out, up 2.5%. But this is how the Democrats right now are trying to spin this to kind of protect Kamala Harris. Even though it was up by 2.5% in August, they're trying to spin it that it's down. Prices in August 2024 were up 2.5% higher than they were in August of last year. So just all your consumables up higher. That still means that prices are going up. They just went up slower than they did from July. So the prices went up and just a little bit slower, and Democrats are saying, yeah, that's great. It's going up, but slower. No, it's still going up. These people are insane.
That is not how you solve a problem. I mean, if my house was on fire, the fire department put out like three quarters of it and they start packing up, I'd still be like, hey, what about the bathroom that's still on fire? Like, oh, well, we got most of it. It's slow. We slowed the fire down. You'll be fine.
You might not have a bathroom, but don't worry about it. We slowed it down. You got the rest of it. You can handle the rest of it, Philip. So these numbers went up slower than they did from July to August. From July 2023 to July 2024. As the Wall Street Journal points out, core inflation, a measure that excludes volatile food and energy costs, held roughly steady at 3.2%, sort of like unchanged. 3.2%. So food and energy costs, like one of the most important factors in inflation numbers, held steady, no change. 3.2%. But the journal calls this a cooling streak. It's not a cooling streak. Prices are still increasing and they're already too high. And of course, stocks were down on this news. Gold prices going up, the US dollar being devalued and going down, down, down. US inflation was up by less in July. This does not mean prices are going down despite headlines saying that this is cooling. This only means we're going up less fast. And I love how politicians try to spin this. You remember this clown out of the UK saying, oh, yeah, you know, under the Rishi Sunak administration, things are, you know, getting better. We're really cooling on inflation. This is the same strategy that the Biden administration is using. Watch this moment. This is unbelievable.
Great news for people at home. We saw inflation coming down. Crucially, we saw food prices coming down. And this hasn't happened by accident. This has been a result of the government working very hard with the bank, with the Monetary Policy Committee, to make sure we've got these inflation rates coming down steadily now. Real wages are now rising and people can have a little bit more money at the end of the month. And that's really good news.
Just to be clear, because I think you misspoke just then. Mm. When you said prices were coming down, did you mean prices are going up?
Sorry, the rate of which prices are rising are coming down.
So
inflation is coming down.
Yeah.
Inflation
food prices are still going up.
Yeah, I think our view is
fine. Not 5%.
So just explain this to our viewers. You say inflation's coming down, and people say to us, I know, but the prices of goods are going up. So just explain to our viewers how those two things can be true.
So real wages are rising and have been rising now for the last 8 months. And that's really important because it means more money in your paycheck at the end of the month. And that is looking at wage rises and then taking away the impact of inflation. So that is really important.
The prices are going up.
Prices are going up. I mean, the inflation, as you'll know, the target rate of inflation for the country that Bank of England sets is 2%. So that is the target. That is what the Bank of England and the government are working towards.
Right. So inflation is coming down, but prices are going up. Can I just ask?
Just to be clear. Prices are going up. Yes, prices are going up. I misspoke earlier when I said prices are going down.
And wages are going up 1% while inflation goes up 3%. So it's still balancing out.
Yeah, but it was 4%. So prices are getting better, or they're not getting worse slower.
They're not getting worse slower, more slowly. It's a creeping cancer. The media frames this as a win, of course, because experts had expected a 3% increase in August. So they're sort of celebrating. They're like, yeah, we thought it would be 3%. It's only 2.5%. Great. So it still went up 2.5%. What are you celebrating, you fools? So that means that Americans continue to put more bills, higher costs for putting food on the table and, you know, for their energy costs and everything across the board right now. Americans have no savings. None. They've tapped it all out. It's gone. The new data out from about 2.5 weeks ago shows Americans' credit card debt is at an all-time high and savings is at zero. They're putting all of their savings, they're putting all of their purchases on credit cards. And consumer spending is exceptionally low. Just look at the Dollar General numbers from the past few days. Dollar General and dollar stores showing that their consumers, their core customers, can't afford to shop there. At the dollar store. I mean, where else can you go? The dollar store is too expensive for you now?
I mean,
and they want to celebrate.
Go to McDonald's or Burger King or something like that right now, fast food restaurant. Look how much a freaking hamburger is.
Oh, my God. Yeah, the other night we were running around like crazy had to pick up some food for the kids. We stopped at Wendy's. By the way, they make a great bacon cheeseburger, by the way. And I got 3 Wendy's cheeseburger meals for the kids. And unbelievable. It was like $40. $40. Like, I'm like, what happened? What in the world happened? I used to ride my bike with my friends over to, you know, when I was a kid, you know, go to Burger King, run down to McDonald's, whatever, you know, in the summers, you know, in between swimming at the pool and going to swim practice and all that. Stop down at Burger King, grab a value meal for $4.99. $40?
When I was a kid, I literally walked to a place called Burger Chef and could get hamburgers for 25 cents.
Yeah. Yeah,
in my life. Well, yeah, it's
unbelievable. Do you remember the dollar menu? I know we're sound like, yeah, I remember back when I was a kid, I walk up to school.
My rotary phone.
But I mean, what that says is it's not, and by the way, we should point out that is pure inflation. That is, the size of the hamburger hasn't changed at all. The number of fries in a McDonald's value meal hasn't changed at all. What has changed is the cost of it. It's the same damn Happy Meal, now twice or three times as expensive. That is inflation. Your U.S. dollar is worth far less than it was 10 years ago, 3 years ago. It's unbelievable. It's not great no matter how you spin it. The government shows no signs of decreasing their spending. Kamala Harris last night, of course, talking about wanting to give $25,000 in down payment assistance to people buying a home. Where's that money going to come from? And you want to further screw over the housing market? My God. And then we get this data today. Almost 1 in 4 millennials and Gen Zers say they won't have kids due to finances. 1 in 4. We can't afford it. Almost 1/4 of millennials and Gen Z adults without children say they plan to stay that way. The reason? Money. 23% of these adults ranging from 18 to 43-year-olds said their financial motivation to remain childless boils down to 2 issues. Financial freedom that comes from not having kids, as well as concerns about their ability to foot the bill for raising children. And of course, this is exactly what they want. I know we joke about that phrase, right? But that's exactly what Democrats want. They don't want you to have children. They don't want a nuclear family. They don't want you to procreate. And they've mocked it recently. What was a story we did 2 weeks ago here on the show about how liberals are... It was a New York Times piece, wasn't it, saying... parenting is really hard. It's too stressful, and you really should just not do it.
Oh yeah,
so just don't have
like
children.
A mental condition. They were saying like,
yeah, it's like just a mental condition. So don't be a parent. Don't be a parent. Don't have kids. But don't worry, Democrats have a plan. We'll just bring in 25 to 30 million illegal immigrants, and we'll replace you with that. So it really doesn't matter. I mean, it's increasingly expensive to raise a child. One study finding parents typically spend $240,000 on each child from birth to age 18. That's a 20% increase from 2016. I don't know about my daughter who eats like a gallon of yogurt every day. It's like probably those prices are way higher than that number. But I mean,
mine's addicted to rice. So she's cheap. She just eats her body weight in rice every day.
You're lucky on that one. My God. Yeah, incredibly difficult. But I love this is how they're spinning it right now is that, these inflation number is up 2.5% in August. But don't worry, it's being spun as down. Let me know your thoughts on this in the comments. I just saw someone asking, hey, Clayton, will you clip this segment and publish this so we can share it everywhere? Yes, we'll clip this a little bit later.
100%.
100%. So it'll be up on our channel after the show today. So you can share this out, please, because this is pure propaganda. But yeah, I would love to hear from you guys in the comments here. Like, how many of you guys are experiencing this? Let me know down below what you guys are experiencing. And do you believe that prices are going down, or are they going up for you in your daily life? And we don't need to be hyperbolic about it. We don't need to be shouting and yelling about it. But just, what are the average things you're buying? Milk, eggs, cheese, you know, bread. What are the things that you're serving your family at breakfast, having for lunch, having for dinner? Do you know, have you seen an increase, or are those prices going down?
I know as a majority meat eater, meat has completely skyrocketed.
Oh, like, my God.
Going to, even at Costco, I used to go to Costco and could get, like, you know, a nice thing of steaks for like $30, which is now like $60.
Yeah, I was there looking at steaks the other day, and I was like, holy cow. It's like, holy cow, literally. Must be a holy cow. I'm like, holy smokes. Like, what, 60? It was like $69 for, you know, to do some steaks for the family. I was like, oh, my gosh, that's insane. But don't worry, they'll feed you bugs. So they don't want you to eat meat. So they'll feed you bugs.